The list, 72 Republicans vote with Democrats to remove Civil War-era memorabilia from U.S. Capitol. By John Binder on July 23, 2020. A total of 72 House Republicans voted with Democrats to remove certain Civil War-era memorabilia from public view in the United States Capitol. The legislation, sponsored by Representative Steny Hoyer, DMD, mandates that a bust of former Supreme Court Justice Roger Brooke Taney sitting in the U.S. Capitol be replaced with a bust of former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. Additionally, the Democrat plan mandates the removal from public view of U.S. Capitol statues depicting Charles Brantley Aycock, John Caldwell Calhoun, and James Paul Clark. Each of the statues would eventually be returned to their respective states. Likewise, any memorabilia depicting members of the Confederate States of America would be removed from public view in the U.S. Capitol. All 232 House Democrats voted for the legislation, along with these 72 House Republicans. Mark Amaday, RNV. Don Bacon, RNE. Troy Balderson, RO. Gus Bilirakis, RFL. Michael Bost, REL. Susan Brooks, RN. Vern Buchanan, RFL. Michael Burgess, RTX. Ken Calvert, RCA. Steve Chabot, RO. Dan Crenshaw, RTX. Warren Davidson, RO. Rodney Davis, REL. Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL. Tom Emmer, RMN. Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA. Jeff Fortenberry, RNE. Virginia Fox, RNC. Mike Gallagher, RY. Mike Garcia, RCA. Greg John Forte, RMount. Bob Gibbs, RO. Anthony Gonzalez, RO. Brett Guthrie, RKY. Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE. French Hill, RR. Trey Hollingsworth, RN. Bill Huizenga, RME. Will Hurd, RTX. Chris Jacobs, RNY. Bill Johnson, RO. Dusty Johnson, RSD. David Joyce, RO. John Joyce, RPA. John Katko, RNY. Mike Kelly, RPA. Peter King, RNY. Adam Kinzinger, REL. Bob Latta, RO. Frank Lucas, ROK. Kevin McCarthy, RCA. Mike McCall, RTX. Carol Miller, RWV. Paul Mitchell, RME. John Molinar, RME. Greg Murphy, RNC. Dan Newhouse, RWE. Devin Nunes, RCA. Pete Olson, RTX. Tom Reed, RNY. Guy Rees-Kenthaler, RPA. Kathy McMorris-Rogers, RWE. Steve Scalise, RLA. John Shimkus, REL. Mike Simpson, RID. Chris Smith, RNJ. Lloyd Smucker, RPA. Pete Stauber, RMN. Elise Stefanik, RNY. Brian Stein, RY. Chris Stewart, RUT. Steve Stivers, RO. Van Taylor, RTX. Scott Tipton, RCO. Mike Turner, RO. Fred Upton, RME. Jeff Van Drew, RNJ. N. Wagner, RMO. Greg Walden, RR. Mark Walker, RNC. Jackie Walorski, RN. Daniel Webster, RFL. The vote comes as rioters have destroyed, defaced, and torn down historical monuments across the U.S. for more than 2 months. On July 4, for instance, two Confederate monuments were defaced in Wilmington, North Carolina. Historical monument destruction has also been targeted at Catholic statues recently. Last week, a statue depicting Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd was decapitated by a vandal in a South Florida Catholic church. On Thursday, Senate Republicans worked with Senate Democrats to pass a National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, that includes a provision to rename U.S. military bases that currently hold the names of Confederate generals. Trump has promised a veto and that requires the renaming of U.S. military bases. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.